That's how you say bitch normally, right, Nick? Oh my god. Bitch! Okay, alright.
Episode 1.
What's up, Shaggy?
Episode 1, baby.
Oh my god.
Now, are you gonna give the date?
No. Okay. Alright. We'll leave it all in. It's all great. Alright.
Episode 1.
Hi everybody. Welcome to episode 1 of Basement Beards.
Bum bum bum. I'll have music eventually. Okay.
Yeah, we got some cost-free music. We just had a really large laughing like I feel my heart just closing up as we speak. Not from the whole pizza I almost ate. Anyway, yeah, this disembodied voice is your host, Dustin Garcia. Around this round square table, we have the one and only, the best.
Hello.
Nick Ash. We've got the crude dude, the bamboozler, the sucker from Saskatchewan.
That's me, baby. It's Mike Gibson.
Mike? We've got his better half, his sexier half. His name is... we have the wonderful...
Blat.
He's a...
little shy.
He's a bit of a shy boy. And then we have, our special guest, the silent moderator, the wonderful, charming Andrew Garfield, the Spider-Man. Spider-Man himself is here. He's here to teach us how to web sling and how to do a good English accent. Born and raised in England.
Is web slinging when you're really bad at internet browsing?
No.
And you just start throwing shit around?
Web slinging is when you're on the corner, getting fat stacks, slinging webs.
What are webs?
Sling dope. All right, nobody drug deals.
Okay. I'm not much of a drug dealer. The corner, I'm thinking swinging webs. I'm thinking like cummies. First episode, I'm sorry. This is definitely a over the 18 podcast. The age of young boy, not allowed here. This is an adult-only podcast.
No boy, only man.
Yeah, only men here. I mean, women can listen, but probably not.
It'll be the first time in my life.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Mom and dad are home.
No, that's the rabbit.
Oh, never mind, it's a rabbit.
That's the basement ferret chiming in.
So, yeah, Basement Beards, it's a podcast about everything and anything. We're a bunch of nerds that are, okay, all right. Carl, here.
I'm not a nerd.
He doesn't live the nerd life.
I'm street to the core.
He's street. He carries a Glock.
He's got that web load.
Yeah, he's got a whole lot of webbing, and he's ready to give it to you.
Carries everything. A Glock, can't read a clock.
All these straight facts.
Yeah.
His heart can't stop.
He's got a lot of straight facts. I've got a lot of gay facts.
All right, gay fact. Number one. Top of the fact chart. What's the best fact? Gay fact you can think about, right?
Gay people have faces.
There we go. Done. Thank you for helping me out there,
you're
Nick.
Welcome. Anytime.
No, yeah, the podcast is going to be a little bit about everything. It's going to be about games. Tabletop games.
I know those.
Video games.
I've seen those.
Have to do with a controller or a keyboard.
Wait,
or
like a piano?
A skateboard.
What, no mouse?
Tony Hawk Skate.
Whoa.
On the Xbox.
No DDR pads. That shit sucks.
Yeah. I think we've all, you know, dabbled in DDR before. And now
I have not. I am too big and fat for that.
Does it count as dabbling in DDR if you were going to make a Halo 3 montage to a DDR song?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, then yes, I guess I have dabbled in DDR.
You're definitely a dabbler.
Does it consider dabbling if you dab on DDR? Because Mike has dabbed a couple times.
Only a couple times.
Only a couple times.
He's a timid dabber. He doesn't want to show off his dabbing skills.
A dib dabber, if you would.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about video games, tabletop games. That's everything from your basic board games, you know, chutes and ladders, solitaire.
That's a card game?
I play it on skateboard.
That's it.
So, skateboard tear.
As well as things you might not have heard of, you know. The Dungeons and Dragons.
They probably have heard of Dungeons and Dragons.
Investigate 311.
Yeah.
You might not have
the
heard
rap
that
group.
One.
Oh, wait. Not the rap group. The indie rock band 311. We do investigate them.
What did we find?
Do we?
No more.
Sorry.
Fair use. Anymore?
Oh, yeah. You can give like 10 seconds of it, and that's it. As well as, you know, what's going on in the real world, whether that be political things.
Fire.
California. Is everywhere.
California on fire.
California's still on fire.
The world is on fire.
Volcano's still going on in my home state.
Did your nephew light the California fire?
We don't need to talk about that. beyond that, he did not have anything to do with that. there we go. So, beyond the California fire, we're just going to go around the table here and talk a little bit about each other. I'm going to talk about these people at the table. And then you...
That's what we should do. We should describe everybody else around the table.
Yeah.
Talk about Nick, Dustin.
He's sipping on a Mountain Dew Code Red. Couldn't be more jealous.
Don't just say what you see, buddy.
I love sips. I love just a gentle sip off that tip. Red-colored, delicious juice pouring into my gullet.
This is fucking...
What really is this quick podcast?
Yeah, it's a cook. I'm going to describe you. I want to be you. No, we'll go around and talk a little bit about ourselves. This will be a quick one.
I'm sorry.
Episode 2 or 1.5, we will not return. Evangelion reference. We'll talk a little bit about everything. So I'm not going to start because I've been doing the most talking and I'm doing a lot of heavy breathing into the microphone right now. So I'm going to pitch this off over to Mike. Mike, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Tell us how you got into the world of gaming, of life. Tell me how you were born.
Okay. So, Dustin, it's really easy. You see, about 29 and 9 months ago, my parents, in a mistaken night of passion, made maybe the biggest mistake of their lives.
They're all like, should we be doing this?
They're like, but I'm married. Oh, hushed tones under the moonlight. And you know what? 9 months later, here I was. And no, that's what the fuck out of question is. Where did I come from? Anyways.
Yeah, where'd you come from? I said, I'm from the island of Hawaii. That's interesting.
Wait, are you really? I thought you were Puerto Rican.
What are you sniffing?
Cocaine.
Cocaine.
I come from Hawaii.
I get so excited, my nose starts to run.
Nah, dude, I don't know. I lived in Florida for 5 years, and then I moved up to Ohio, and I've been here for 24. It's been great. It's a lot colder up here than it was down there. It's also not as hot. It's the same sentence. I just said it two different ways. If you heard that.
Live recording here at the podcast.
We maybe had a few root beers.
This microphone got heavy real quick. It's just,
yeah,
I don't know. What do you want from me? It's the same story here everywhere else. I played video games as a baby because I was lonely and I was boring and I was not sociable. And that just transitioned into playing tabletop games because you know what? When I was in junior high, the first thing I thought was, people don't like Dungeons & Dragons because they think Satan's involved. I'm going to carry some Dungeons & Dragons books so that Satan gets involved in my life.
Hail.
And guess what? He never did. Satan never did show up. But I did get to meet this lovable group of goofs, and I love them all to death.
Yeah, Satan didn't show up, did he?
Uh-oh.
Look around your table.
Boy.
Uh-oh. Lucifer?
Yes.
Lord of Light?
This is me.
Is that you?
Are you listening?
I'm the one of the flesh.
Can you give me goat horns?
No, fucking kid. I'm Lucifer.
I hate you, goat. No, I don't know. I play video games now. I play tabletop games.
Is there a preference above one or the other? What do you enjoy the most? If you had to choose, if that was the only thing you had on an island, and there was another person, I guess, you could play with. You could role play by yourself. It's fine. I do it every day in the shower.
Dustin, I do have one question for you before we continue the podcast.
Yeah.
Could you look at me when we talk? Because you're looking away a lot.
It's a lot easier than if I don't focus on such beautiful eyes.
I need to stare deep into your soul so I can contemplate
this. There's a lot of
now, if I had to pick one, I'd say probably tabletop game. Because a video game, you beat it, it's over, right? Like, tabletop game, you just bullshit forever. Like, this podcast is a great example. We can bullshit for an hour and a half, 45 minutes, 30 seconds. I don't know how long it is.
Sooner or later, we'll be informational. You will learn.
No, I don't know. I'd probably say tabletop games. Okay. Just because you can... Well, no. Actually, I take it... Well, depends. Because if I'm on an island, I'm surrounded by water. Water and cardboard, bad combination. Water and electricity... Very bad combination, but if I wanted to get off the island, it's a very quick way to do so.
Yeah, I mean, If you had unlimited cardboard, that'd be pretty good to be able to get off the island.
What? Hold on.
You said surrounded by cardboard.
No, surrounded by water.
Okay, I dreamed a whole different scenario. Wow. I've been on an island surrounded by cardboard. You've never been in that kind of ocean?
First thing you need to get is water.
Then I'll be able to get off this damn dirty alien island. Nick, what about you? What? Tell us a little about yourself.
And maybe do better than I did, because I fucked that up really bad.
I'm not going to describe my parents' sex life. So
because you don't know it, or because you don't want to think about it?
Yes.
I'll help figure it out.
What?
You'll help figure it out? Why? What? We're going to teach you about the birds
I don't know.
Let's just say, your dad did more than just plow the roads.
That's my dad.
That's fucked up.
Sorry, go ahead, Nick.
Is this why you took your mother's car battery?
Oh my God.
What kind of video games do you like, Nick? Are you from Florida? Hawaii is on fire.
Thanks for that. News snippets at 9 with Mike. No. Sorry.
3, 2, 1.
Let's jam.
Welcome to the Basement Beards, episode 1, from the start. All right, we got that.
Luckily, we'll be able to edit some of this because
it's all bad.
Carl, it's not all bad, but it's just the problem is all we want to do is joke, guys, and we think we're really, really, really funny.
I don't think I'm funny.
I think I'm fucking hilarious.
I think all of you are hilarious.
There you go.
That's why I wanted to do this to begin with. Yeah, you guys are funny fucking people.
Yeah, and that's what the podcast is going to be. It's going to be us sitting around talking about stupid shit, and then maybe it'll be a bit informational. So we know Nick, there's something you're really into. You really, really like to make
friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, friends. No, you really like to make things for role-playing games, right?
No, I don't. That's your hobby? I just do it because it helps the game experience.
Well, no, I think that's a good thing then. You're
Yeah, but I'm not saying I love it and I'm like, dear diary, I made a boat today. No.
Why would you not put that in a diary?
What? Do you keep a diary?
No.
Do you keep a diary, Dustin?
Yeah.
Do you keep a diary, Carl?
Personally, yes. I have one locked underneath my couch.
There you go.
Before I go to bed, I do an entry.
Nick, that doesn't mean you're the only person at this table who does not keep a diary.
Good. I don't need to keep a diary.
Can we keep a diary for you?
Yeah. Can I keep my
diary? Can you imagine what his life is every day when we don't see him?
Would it feel better if I told you it was a journal, not a diary?
Yeah.
No. Because it wouldn't change the answer. I don't have a diary or a journal.
What's the difference between a journal and a diary?
One's for a girl, one's for a boy.
Thank you.
Is it really?
Yep.
Yep.
Also, I think technically, journaling is, you can't say that I journaled. You can say I journaled today, but you can't say I diaried today. I think journaling
can be I have diarrhea today. Yeah.
Yes.
Can a girl write in a journal? Is that against the law?
It's not against the law. It's against the English language.
Yeah, because they're female journalists. So, yeah, do you think that writing in a journal is more like you can make a life out of that? You can make commission?
Because you don't. No one makes.
I am a journalist, and I just turn in my journal into a local news station.
There's a reason they call it Anne Frank's diary, not Anne Frank's journal.
Yeah, I think that's maybe we just learned something. we learned that
maybe diaries have locks.
There's a gender bias there between journal and diary. They're the same thing. You can lock a journal. I've seen those with the belt strap lock on them.
Yeah.
Are you a diarist?
You think it would keep me out?
No, I'm not a journalist. I'm a journaly. Anyway, you like to build boats.
I don't particularly like to just build this boats.
This is a good
interview. I'm not like...
Anyways, back to the serious topics. You like to build boats, yeah? Tell me about them. Do they swim?
I ruined his boat, I'm sorry.
Wait, yeah, boats don't swim. We've also talked about this. Humans are just... Boats are just... Humans.
No.
Let's slow this down real quick.
Boats are
humans.
Boats have emotions, and they definitely don't write in diaries. They write in shanties. What?
What do you do with a drunken boatman?
Carl. We're learning nothing about each one of us.
What? You learned I was from Florida. You learned my parents fucked.
Nick, if you had a choice between like video games
and boats.
And making boats or tabletop games like role-playing games or board games, what do you find is most enjoyable to you? What would you find that you enjoy the most?
Could you not go creepy voice on me there, Chief?
I'll do the best I can.
Okay. I probably prefer role-playing games, but that's... I mean, tabletop games are more fun to me.
Mm-hmm. But more interactive with one another,
I guess. Hypothetically.
Yeah. How much interaction can you have with a boat?
A lot, apparently, if it's writing in journals.
Yes. Boating is journal writing.
You've heard it here first.
On the seas.
Captain's log.
Take it out of your mouth.
Sorry.
I mean, you're already covered in pizza sauce. What else
Captain's can you do? Captain's log, take it out of your mouth. You can only put that in a journal. That's only journal. That's... journal okay. Okay, so Carl... back to you.
Okay. I don't think we ever came to be first to begin with.
Exactly.
But back to me.
Free form.
Just jazz. Both quality.
Smooth jazz. Both quality. I only like smooth jazz.
Carl, tell us a little about yourself. You are related to the Mike Gibson.
Is that true?
And he is related to the you.
Who the fuck told you that?
I told you.
That was private information.
Internet.
You weren't supposed to share that information.
Internet. I found out what boy age you are, and I found out...
What boy age am I? Go ahead.
Please.
29.
Whoa. Wrong.
Nope.
30.
Mm. Oh, you like the direction you're going.
Are you a youngster? Are you a boy?
What is my boy age?
So what's your boy age? Okay, so just to let you guys know what boy age is anything above man.
What?
Below
what?
Man.
What is man age?
I don't like
are you 27?
Hellman's?
No.
28?
No.
29?
No.
23?
No.
Shut You're a liar. You're
God, I wish I was.
I'm a lawyer right now.
24.
Wrong. A little higher.
25.
A little higher.
6.
It's, no, that's way younger.
That's way younger.
Way too young.
We're done with this topic.
All right, Nick, how about your boats?
I'm pretty great.
No, yeah, Carl, 26 years old.
Boom. That's me.
Happy
that's
to be alive.
Nailed it.
Well, I'm alive.
Oh, Dustin.
We are here in this basement.
Why'd you bring up that? Oh.
bring it up. Hey.
I'm in my mother's basement.
Yep. We are. This. If you guys didn't know, we do all have beards.
That's my fun.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
And we do all record in a basement.
Factual. What sense do you mean when you say we have beards?
Okay, so there's different levels of beards. If you could see us, if you could imagine, who do you think has the best beard?
Okay, you can't
go ahead. We'll wait for you, wait for you to respond.
We'll wait for your answer.
We'll check the comments on.
Yeah. Until you, we won't record anymore until you respond. So good way to get out of this quickly.
Come back next episode when we reveal the answer.
We have one comment. Shut up. Perfect.
Thank you.
Helpful. Next time on Dragon Ball Beards.
They tell a recording to shut up. How does that work?
Dragon
Are we going to get sued for that? Dragon Ball Beards?
Dragon
Is that
Beard?
The new one
Dragon
after
Beard
Super?
Z?
Super beard.
No, that's a podcast I can get by.
Oh, yeah. My beard gets longer.
Are you doing like a... Hold on, I thought you were doing like a home improvement. Tim Allen?
What?
Is that Goosebumps intro?
Is that what you want? You want one of those? I don't think
Carl.
So,
Carl.
Yes.
What do you do for a living?
I really feel like this is a dating show. Like,
yeah.
What's behind curtain number?
Who's
A?
Gonna get the
contestant
suck first?
Number me.
Also behind the curtains, at the beginning of our pre-recording session, when Dustin said, "Let's not talk about what we do for a living."
Oh shit! Okay, hold on, dude.
I make boats.
Okay,
I got one buyer. That's it.
I mean, we're gonna cut this a little.
How you think?
Yeah,
from the gate. Episode 1, this is us.
This should be episode 0 instead, because this is us kind of recording, making sure the sound is good.
Spoiler, nothing will get uploaded unless it's like sound gated and it sounds good.
There we go, nice. Perfect.
We're just figuring it out.
Yeah,
we're
okay, good.
I want to upload this.
I mean, we can.
But that I want to upload part. I want to upload only Dustin's mic.
No, no.
So he's just talking to
Every's
the void.
Every mic is one mic until I figure out how to separate
them. Every's mic is one mic.
Every
oh,
day
shit.
Is great. Okay. At Mike's duress.
What does it matter? You bumped it.
Dinosaur. Dinosaur.
Okay, yeah, so... Carl. Oh, Jesus. Since you won't tell us what you do. Since you refuse to give us the information we need.
I told you not to ask me that question before we start.
Carl.
You told me you're on the street giving out webbies.
Why are you calling him by his slave name?
Nick, this is the Papa John's headquarters. You can't bring that up.
His real name is Plant Plant.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Rest in Papa.
Oh my God.
Please forgive us.
Hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Forever done. Gross. Jesus is kind of lame.
Yeah, oh. lame-o Jesus.
Not as good as the original OG Jesus. God.
People will be mad on Twitter about this.
Yeah.
I hope we don't have a Twitter. God. Oh, wait, please do not take our Twitter. I need to register our Twitter. Please don't take our Twitter.
I mean, we will
associate. TM.
Don't make us associate you with this.
Trademark. TM.
Okay, I'll tell you about, okay, look, we all like gaming.
Dustin,
okay?
No, tell me about you. I want to learn more about you.
Okay.
We've heard that you're from Hawaii.
That's right. I was born in Hawaii.
Where do you work?
I'm a medical professional.
When did your parents fuck?
Around 1986.
Do you think they regret it?
Do they regret fucking my parents?
That once.
Do you regret fucking your parents?
No. Definitely, my sister was the mistake, and I was planned.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So they do not regret this beautiful.
So
creature.
You would say that you were a planned parenthood?
I was planned, and my parents and I did live in the hood. Legit.
In Hawaii?
Did you?
Yeah. I grew up in a place called Pupu'ole Street in Honolulu, and it was definitely the hood. Like Pupu'ole Street.
Excellent.
And it was the hood. I mean, drugs everywhere. Everybody lived in giant cement apartment buildings.
What's the drug of choice in Hawaii?
Crystal meth.
Sick.
It's one of the top capital.
What's the
of crystal meth.
What's the surfboard of choice in Hawaii?
The stinger.
Is that with the bluefin or the cherry?
Yeah. The state surfboard is known as the bluefin stinger. State fish is the humahumanukunukawa.
What? You could just be talking out your ass right now.
But I'm not talking out my mouth.
Right.
I mean,
it would be a smell if you were talking out your ass.
There's a smell. Can you guys hear smell, please?
Again, Dustin. They can't respond.
The sentence, can you hear smell, please?
This is...
podcast episode one, can you hear smell, please? Done. Anyway, yeah. I was born in Hawaii. We moved when I was six. Oh, mom and dad are home. we moved when we were six and moved to Ohio, where I've spent most of my life being just the coolest.
Facts. Straight facts.
I'm a huge fan of role-playing games. Mike has this look like, this fucking nerd ain't cooler than me.
Mike has a look like he want to lick some toes. About to get real dirty.
Dude, I only suck toes of the coolest Hawaii boys.
I'm tasting a lot of iron in my mouth right now.
G Fuel, sponsor us. Anyway, I really love vampires.
Like?
And I mean all kind of vampires.
The creatures?
Like the creatures, sparkly ones?
Fuck it. The Twilight, read all the books. Seen all
Why?
The movies.
What was the first vampire you've ever seen? Where did it come from?
Where did it go? God, night show.
The first vampire I ever did see.
The one that triggered your vamp session.
The one that made you fall in
love.
Oh,
you know what? Probably Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Interview with a Vampire.
No, that's a wonderful
Get that.
Movie.
Tommy Tom Cruise.
Bradley as Pitt. He is just the two sexiest fuckboys you ever did see in the 90s. Not anymore. You're old. One's shorter than the other. Guess who?
Thomas.
Katie Holmes.
Drew Barrymore.
Anyway, yeah, I just love all vampire stuff, and I definitely role playing tabletop is my favorite thing to do. I am a dungeon master and storyteller, and it is.
What's the difference?
One's better than the other, and storyteller's definitely better than the other. We've been doing this for a long time, and finally we've decided to make a podcast of this complete insanity, and hopefully you guys will enjoy the content.
Probably not, though. I don't want them to enjoy it.
You don't want them to enjoy it?
I like to just create stuff, and I don't want no one to like it.
Yeah, I'd rather have, like angry Discord directed toward it. Like, people hear this, and they're like, this
is that complete... a plug towards our Discord?
We will have a pay for Discord.
Pay for Discord.
$4.99 a month.
The angry Discord.
Yeah, the angry basement beards.
Someone will be there once in that month, and they will shout.
Yeah.
Every emoji is 99 cents. First three are free.
I mean, you're getting a deal, guys.
What's the deal with emojis?
All right, here's the deal. Words are tough. Kids love images.
Yeah.
The end.
Well, what happened... When I was when I was your age, they were still emojis because we're only 3 years apart. But a long time ago, they used to be emoticons. Now they're emojis.
And then before that, they used to be wingdings.
No. So wingdings, I actually know. Okay, you're not gonna like this because I have an actual, honest answer for what the fuck wingdings are.
Okay.
So you know when people were doing typesetting and stuff, you would have to manually do basically everything on the page was manually inputted with the, whether it was the lettering, it was the border, it was any of that stuff.
Of course.
So dings were the thing that they would put on the border stuff. So if you were separating like with weird shapes or whatever to put like artistry on your pages for books and for scrolls and stuff, you would just these weird symbols that they would put through. When Windows became the dominant operating system in the 80s, or started to rise to dominance anyways, a typesetter, not typesetter, I forget what they're called, the people that make the fonts, or design fonts, realized Windows needed a ding. It needed something for the side. And so Wingdings is just Windows G dings. And it's designed to go around the edges of pages and stuff artistically. And this has been 15 seconds of audio where you're not going to hear because it's fucking bad.
Honestly, I was going to point out that whenever Mike starts talking, we all shut up because his is informative.
No, because when half the time, it's bullshit.
That's not true.
No.
When you were describing everything about you, we listened. We're respectful to each other.
No, I think that's the dynamic is Mike is the intellectual when it comes to knowledge that nobody gives a fuck about.
Yeah, okay, yes.
Yeah.
Well, he's the master bullshitter.
Yeah.
You can't
tell
him.
What?
That's
all real. I got it from a YouTube video from Vox.
To be fair, I'm not going to Google it and be like, what's a wingding?
Excuse me?
Now, if you Google it...
wingding?
Do you remember around 9/11 when if you typed 9/11 with wingdings, it was like two airplanes and two towers?
No.
I forgot what exactly it was, but you could get airplane into two towers around the phrase 9/11 and people
like
freaked...
Like boobies with calculator?
Yeah, people freaked the fuck out, so they had to change it because people thought it was a big conspiracy.
Speaking of conspiracies... That's all I got. Sorry, guys.
Good transition.
So we're gonna have a few areas that we talk about during the podcast that will be informative in some ways and not informative in the others because we just want to have fun.
That Wingdings discussion was both.
Yeah, I intently was listening. And then Nick put his head in his shoulder and he was
and
like,
sobbed.
Please put me out of my misery,
just,
Wingding style.
It's because he just knows that he's going to get 5 days straight of that when we go to Gen Con.
Yeah, so...
God.
I can't wait for Gen Con.
Good segue.
I can totally wait for Gen Con.
Way for the biggest gaming convention in the Midwest, Mid-East. Where is Ohio?
The United States.
Midwest?
The United States. Is Gen Con the biggest convention?
I believe the only thing bigger for board games is Essex, or Essen, which is in Germany.
Oh, okay.
So it's the biggest one in this half of the country, or the world.
That takes place in where?
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Indianapolis.
Right there next to the Colts Stadium. Actually now in the Colts Stadium.
August 1st through the...
Officially the show is 2nd through the 5th.
6th through 5th. So this is... last year was the 50th anniversary.
Yep.
Yes.
And you guys all were there, and it was packed beyond belief.
Yep, they sold out. 4 day badges, and then eventually sold out all the single day badges like a week before the show.
Yeah, that is.
Did they?
Yeah.
Was that Sunday the last one to sell out?
Sunday was last to sell out, but it did eventually.
Saturday sold out the first.
Yeah, Saturday was the first individual day, then Friday, then Saturday, then Thursday, then Saturday or Sunday.
And it's the biggest that we have. I'm really jealous. I'm not going this year. I'm actually not really jealous.
You want to be the eighth person in our hotel room?
Yeah. You ever packed?
Oh God.
And if you guys we're all really big guys, with the exception of Carl.
And Spider-Man.
And Spider-Man, yep. And he's quite tall, but he sticks to the wall. Anyway, so...
TM.
Yeah, TM, please. Anyway, so... Gen Con is where everybody gets to check out the new additions from different gaming companies, like the big wigs, Wizard of the Coast, whatever.
Not their
Paizo.
What?
Paizo,
yes, yes.
Wizards actually aren't there officially.
Oh, they aren't?
No. So because Paizo's got such a large presence, Wizards know that they do better at PAX because they've partnered with the Penny Arcade people basically directly.
Oh.
And so they go to that stuff. D&D and shit are still there.
Yeah.
But it is all through like Baldman Games and other groups that are running stuff for Wizards. Wizards doesn't have an official presence.
Wow. See, didn't know that. You just learned something. If you're going to go there to be like, hey, I want to get exclusive Wizards of the Coast stuff, I mean, you can get it.
You can probably get it. But,
but you're not going to meet any of the big wigs there.
Right.
All the critters for Critical Role fans will be there because that's the new hot shit, and that's actually really cool to me. I like Critical Role.
I thought you liked Critical Role.
Yes. Correct. I like first season Critical Role. I do not watch it anymore.
Did you ever finish it?
Yeah, I finished. It was really good. Cried my eyes out. I got new eyes.
Oh, how did you do that? I need that.
LASIK surgery.
Oh, fuck.
I can tell you all about it.
Yeah, in a month and a half.
Yeah, anyway, so Gen Con, really big. If you are a fan of tabletop board games, card games, larva action role-playing, where you start out as a weevil and become a beautiful vampire butterfly, they have LARP there for you.
Oh, my God. That's probably something that actually happens at Gen Con.
Yeah, it's definitely a hobby that attracts some of the weirdest people. But we're proud to be weird.
I'm proud to have a Survivor LARP group run up to me and ask if we've seen hidden clues.
There you go.
And then pretend like, yeah, of course we did. They're all under us. And have them like be like, oh, how do we get you guys to move?
So, yeah. So we'll be talking about Gen Con in the future here. We'll have these wonderful gentlemen and special guests, Andrew Garfield.
Spider-Man from earlier.
What the fuck is his last name?
You don't know Andrew's last name?
Oh my god. Hold on, let me get my phone.
Wait. Before you look it up,
guess.
I want you to one guess, and then I want to go around this table and have everyone say what they think it is. And so
Andrew,
because I know what it is.
I know what it is.
Oh, I don't know what Andrew.
So
is.
Well, guess.
Shoot, guess.
I said Garfield. I really
you think really think it's Garfield?
It's not. It's okay. Andrew.
It's Odie.
Andrew Witwicky, the fucking Shia LaBeouf.
I love holes.
Holes.
Get that Transformers.
Holy shit! I don't know Andrew's last name.
That's
I've game
not
with him
a
for
last
years.
Name. Andrew. Holy shit! No,
it could be. Don't fucking
Nick.
Shit.
What? Go to Carl.
Okay. Carl.
Carl.
Andrew.
Like, here he comes. Andrew comes out of here like, are you fucking kidding me? I literally am at a loss.
Andrew's last name is G Fuel.
Andrew G Fuel. All right. Nick?
Miller.
Yeah, it's
Miller. Oh, it is Miller. Yeah, damn it. I Miller. Knew that.
Are you
well, you know, okay, in this day and
Jesus,
age... When
Andrew,
you just,
we're your only two friends here, apparently.
That's
on
not
this
true.
Side,
I knew his name
corner.
Was Andrew, and I said he was Spider-Man. That's pretty big. That's pretty big.
That's not...
Pretty big web slingers to fill.
Hey, Andrew, you're Tobey Maguire. How do you feel about that?
You're Tobey Maguire for Spider-Man 1, which is respectable.
And there goes Andrew.
Andrew.
And our only listener has walked out of the room.
Maguire was a bit too much.
Andrew, it was nice having you listen in for a while there. I'm sorry to say we lost you. Hopefully we can find another listener at some point to replace you.
Sorry, I'll do it. Sword.
So we're also going to be talking about my segment, which is Dustin's Freaky Film Reviews, where I go over weird-ass films, horror films, things that I particularly enjoyed or did not enjoy, and I review them, and then people can, you know, listen to that review, because most of these people around the table aren't... I mean, yeah, you're not a big horror fan, so...
I'll watch a horror movie.
Yeah, I love horror movies.
Awa. Unlike some people.
I don't like horror movies.
Unlike some people, I will go see like A Quiet Place twice.
Yeah. No, why would I
went
I see
Hereditary.
That?
Very good game.
I saw that. I saw that game also. It's also a very good game.
It's a very good game, I'll tell you.
I was going to say, Dustin, can we get a preview? Can we get some titles that you might be discussing on the Freaky Film Corner?
I'm primarily using Netflix right now because, one, I want to watch films that most people haven't access to. Because I don't really know many people who don't have a Netflix account or can steal it off of someone they know. So you can check them out before they kick them off. Everybody does it. Like, everybody does heroin. This is Ohio. Everybody does Netflix.
Wow. Netflix and heroin. Not this
you
next
Netflix
level.
And chill?
Yeah, next level Netflix and chill.
You've never been Lancaster.
Netflix and stop moving.
No.
G Fuel and heroin?
Which one puts you down first? The police. And so. Yeah, so a couple great films that I'll be talking about. And actually, on our website, I'll have more in-depth reviews so I don't hog up all the time. Some films like The Void, which is a psychological, gory, visceral, kind of eldritch horror.
In the hospital.
It's in the hospital. Oh, my God, have you seen it?
I'm ready for this Freaky Friday.
Oh, dude, yeah. So, okay, cool. So, Carl... hates movies.
Usually. Horror
movies are good. Okay, so I didn't know this, and I'm way excited. So yeah, I watched The Void. Check out The Void. Very good. Very gory. Favorite thing I like about it, practical animations. Mm-hmm. They use...
animations or effects?
That's what I meant.
Okay.
I was practical like, animations. You're like, they put a filter over the camera. No, yeah, practical effects. So a lot of costume monsters and stuff of that nature. It was very good. Creep 1 and 2. Excellent semi-found footage.
About Mike Gibson in his natural habitat.
You were trying to tell you about that?
by the way, that's the Creeper's creep voice.
You know you're telling me about that?
So, yeah, Creep 1 and 2, I'll probably do a combined review about that.
Does he have the Creep mask and Creep 2?
He does.
Okay, I saw Creep 1 and not get the Creep 2 yet.
You did see Creep 2, Creep 1?
I saw Creep 1 and not see Creep 2.
You guys, I've got the biggest smile right now. And
Creep 1 was okay. I was like, what's this? This is okay.
It was fun. It was different. It was funny. In a way, it's very awkward.
At any moment, I thought that person, the main... villain, not this point, I thought he could just fuck shit up. Like,
yeah,
raped him.
Yeah, it was good. It's okay. Good movie. Also, I checked out a recent movie that I'm going to give an in-depth review of on the Basement Beard website, basementbeards.com. Is Beyond the Black Rainbow. It's not on Netflix. It's on YouTube, and
hashtag quality.
It's not well. So the quality's not bad, but it's one of those Hispanic ports over. So it is in English, but it's since it's a foreign one, there's no copyright strike against it yet. So catch it while you can. It is a glacial. Its pacing is glacial. What are you laughing about?
Like Titanic sinking glacial?
Slow and awful.
Slow and steady.
Why would I catch it if
it's
awful?
Because it's just weird. If you're not a fan of, like, Dario Argento film, Suspiria, where the colors are all magnified and the pacing is slow and methodical and psychological horror, and then you're not... It's very anxiety-driven, and that's why I really enjoyed it. But yeah, my Freaky Film Reviews are a little But it's not just going to be me now. It's going to be Carl as well. So that's really exciting. So we can all talk about it. As well as...
You make every crack of the damn chair as if it's supposed to stop.
Yeah, we're sitting on precarious chairs and stools and stuff in here.
Patchwork for the first episode.
Can I just say, I fully saw Deep Blue Sea, and that is a horror film in and of itself. So, you're fucking...
We can
welcome.
Review Deep Blue Sea.
man, that movie's terrible.
Hey, you know what?
Nothing. There's no redeeming quality.
LL Cool J was the same as Parrot in that movie. or
that's it. And macaque? Then he blows up that's a shark. Carl, have you seen Deep Blue Sea?
No.
Okay. Do what? You have any interest in seeing Deep Blue Sea?
Basically, I heard no, hang on.
The Deep Blue Sea review.
It's an hour worth of Deep Blue Sea content.
Finally, the Deep Blue Sea content you've been craving.
Carl, to answer your question, Samuel L. Jackson is in it.
Okay.
Thomas Shane is in it, I believe.
Yes.
LL Cool J.
He plays the cook.
Who's the one guy?
What's this movie about?
Sharks.
Space.
And Deep Blue Sea.
So Samuel L. Jackson's a shark.
Yeah. So.
Oh my God, that would make that movie so much better.
Yeah, if, it really would. If it was Samuel Shark in a plane, would you watch it?
Yes.
He's Samuel L. Shark.
Samuel L.
My
Shark
God.
On a plane.
So I'll take three tickets.
Yeah, they play marine biologists that are dealing with genetically altered sharks, right?
Right, they genetically altered the sharks.
Yeah, to make them so
to
we
make
can
them
control
smarter,
them
faster,
no.
bigger,
right?
Stronger.
They're
going
to use them.
They're
going
to take out
shit?
Their brain juices to cure Alzheimer's.
Oh shark? Man,
I was paying attention
movie
during
before
this
it's
movie.
Time.
Shark brain juice cures Alzheimer's.
Oh
yeah. That's factual stuff. Like they,
yeah, that's real.
Like the regenerative properties of sharks they'll use,
that's but. Fun. But they couldn't get enough with a normal sized shark brain, so they broke one of the accords and genetically modified a shark to make its brain
accords.
Bigger.
Bigger.
So they modified the shark to have a bigger brain so they can cure the worst type of Alzheimer's?
I guess.
They didn't, that bad.
I don't know the scale of like Alzheimer's
they
that they were
just,
trying to cure.
They didn't just get
Samuel Shark had Alzheimer's and he had
they couldn't find a bigger shark. Like the biggest shark in that ocean.
They made
like
the Meg? Biggest shark.
I think maybe
ooh,
the
Jason
most vicious
Statham.
Sharks are the.
If we can make a shark brain, why can't we make a human brain?
Because that can't fix Alzheimer's.
Oh, of course.
Watch the movie.
Because if you okay, because if you make a okay, because if you genetically engineer a shark to have a bigger brain,
yeah.
for the first 15 years of its life, you can spend like you can make people pay money to see it like in a tank, and then
right.
you're like making money up until you're like, all right, gut that fucker, take his brain out, shove it in my mouth. If you
no.
genetically engineer a human brain, you can't pay people to come see that thing.
To be fair.
Yeah, dude. If I told you I'm genetically building a human brain in my parents' garage,
yeah.
and it's a buck to come see it, you would pay it and come see it.
No, I wouldn't. I don't trust
yes,
you.
Yes, you would.
No.
You break in.
I'll sit across the street with binoculars, which somebody else pays.
Dude, my sh-
To be fair.
I start thinking of a garage dollar
if,
for
if,
a dollar.
If anything... Deep Blue Sea has taught me that you'll put that shark in a tank for 15 years until it grows big enough to smash through the glass and murder people.
Good. Now, surprisingly, so. The sharks in Deep Blue Sea, because there are multiple sharks in it, right?
There are three.
Ronda and Rousey.
They're not really, they're big. They're like big Mako sharks.
The one is big.
Yeah, but they're not like, we're not looking at great white size, because they're not
I thought
great
they
white,
were.
Are they? Oh, no, shark yeah, cast. One completely like bites.
Does
spoiler.
Don't go like this with the microphone.
We have to hold our microphones.
The sharks
this
are
is,
this big.
The sharks are. Look, you guys can hear this. Right? The sharks are this big.
Don't knock that cup over.
Get
do
worse.
Not knock that cup over.
Get worse.
Do not knock that cup over.
Crisis.
Crisis is savior. And
Christ
us.
Is amongst us.
Nightmare.
Yeah,
nightmare,
I'm sorry.
Nightmare.
Yeah. So they genetically alter three different sharks.
Three different ones? Just to make one of them
I
bigger
feel-
than the other one?
I feel like that's the response you get after you watch Deep Blue Sea.
That good
we saw.
Is this a prequel to Sharknado?
No, it's
prequel.
It's the prequel.
It's a prequel to all garbage shark movies.
Wouldn't it? Wait,
no,
actually, Jaws, no,
Jaws
is definitely
yeah.
the prequel to all the garbage shark movies.
Wouldn't it
Jaws
be?
Is quality,
speaking,
you know?
Yeah, Jaws is a quality.
Is shark movie
shark
on the rise. Called
yes.
Meg.
Yeah, Meg,
Meg
is coming out. Looks
that's
looks
garbage.
Megalodon.
All shark movies.
Oh.
If you could see Mike's face right here, he looked like he was scientist Mike. He's like, Megalodon. And they were like, okay, go ahead.
Get your shit together, blah, blah.
They're not sharks.
Sorry. Yeah, right. So we're gonna have
more
the
reviews.
Best
oh, wait, hold on.
Review.
I need to know. What would you give it?
Out of
how many fins?
Like, I would give it 3 shark fins out of 10.
Nice.
Oh wow, that's a lot more. Hey,
yeah, like Jaws to me is like a solid 8 shark fins out of 10.
Definitely, Jaws 8.5 shark fins. Shark pins. It's a bowling game.
It's a good name. You pull the shark pin, throw it in the water, it just explodes. I've never
really,
seen Jaws. Should
we're
I?
Gonna need a bigger lane. Premium jokes.
Only here on Beast and Beard.
Yeah, so three shark fins out of 10. That's a pretty good review.
For Deep Blue Sea, not for Jaws. And we'll keep the jury out for the Meg.
Yeah, hey, you know, I think we should go see the Meg. All the listeners are really going to want to know what we're talking about when it comes to shark
films. Can we? Podcast is big because we get some Meg listeners. We're going to laugh. Dude, every episode about this fucking Meg movie. This sucks.
We're going to go to the Meg pre-release show. Podcast in the theater.
I totally go visit Jason Statham and be like, hey, what's up?
He's like, why are you making bad movies now? What happened, Jason Statham? You're pulling a Liam Neeson.
Okay, that... You're
still paying me the same. It's okay.
I feel like that's a bummer there.
Where do you think you started making bad movies? Because if you say Fast and Furious, I'm going to have to kick you out of this table.
I have not seen any of the Fast and Furious movies.
Well, okay.
Past.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Past.
Okay.
The third one.
Okay, well, I know...
There's eight now, right?
For all you viewers, Mike has witnessed all of the Fast and Furious movies. Or he at least has fucking read the Wikipedia page before we fucking went to go see Fast and Furious 8.
I've seen them all.
Or Fate of the Furious.
Fate of the Furious.
Fate of the Furious. There's eight Fast and Furious films.
I believe there's literally 12.
The Rock being Superman and throwing people around like they're fucking small.
Dwayne Rock Johnson is a flawless actor. Mm-hmm.
Jason Scorpion Statham. King? Burger King.
Aku Masete.
That one went.
I just taught you guys a little bit of Egyptian right there. Little Scorpion King for you.
What does that mean?
Simone Pumbaa for you. I don't know if you guys know, Lion King took place in Egypt.
It took place in Hawaii.
1825. AD.
No, I do believe. Yeah, Mike, you have to
you have to
give us the Fast and Furious review in under 10 minutes.
We're gonna watch
the whole series.
The whole series?
Yeah.
Cars go fast. People go faster.
That's not a review. That's just you telling them about
God,
it.
Oh, that dang! Makes it. Me want to slam my head into the table.
I give it.
Oh, look. Oh. now Andrew's return, and he's got
like a house robber. Someone's breaking in.
Everybody, beat him with the microphones.
Taking my money.
Take that.
Please don't.
Don't do that. He's finally come to pick up. You're going to rip the VR out of here, too? No, I don't want it.
I'd give it 1/4 mile at a time.
God.
I really like the first Fast and Furious.
Man. Have you seen Tokyo Drift?
Yeah,
you have, right?
Tokyo Drift's awesome.
It's so good. Hulk Hand Cars? You remember the Hulk Hand Car, right?
Huh?
You don't remember the Hulk hand car?
Hulk hand car?
Hulk my God. Hand car? Hulk the car that's big and green and has Hulk hands coming out the hood?
No, I don't remember that.
Do you remember when they made that American muscle car drift and he beat that Japanese Yakuza kid?
Did you guys know that Lil Bow Wow's from Pataskala?
What?
Did you know that Lil Bow Wow is no longer little? He is now just Bow Wow.
He's not a boy age.
I hope that eventually he becomes Big Bow Wow.
No, because I don't like pit bulls.
The singer or the dog?
You're not laughing. You remember when I told you how Carl laughs? He doesn't make any sound. He just mouth open and this.
Oh, that's a good joke.
No, because we're all loud assholes. And when Carl laughs, he holds it in and just.
He bottles it, keeps it for another day.
I think we've got off on a tangent. We're going to be doing movie reviews, clearly.
Clearly.
So
book reviews, movie reviews.
Rock'em Sock'em Robot reviews.
Newspaper reviews.
Yeah, we're going to talk about anything that's on our mind. We'll be talking about role-playing stuff, board games that we picked up. Definitely going to have a big talk when the boys go to Gen Con, because I'm sure they're going to be picking up a lot of swagging. yeah. Well, I mean, it costs an arm and a leg to go. And then you're going to spend your other arm and leg to buy stuff.
Let's not talk about that. What did we spend on Gen Con already?
Yeah, we won't talk about it.
You sure you don't want to go down that rabbit?
More
people pays for your trip. Fit them in.
We haven't even paid for the hotel yet. I'm pretty sure I'm like $500 in.
Yep. And then we're also going to be talking about things happening in the future, like the Mike Gibson. Yeah, space travel. If Elon Musk is going to take us to Mars.
Cybercars.
Space Force, if Donald Trump.
Yeah.
With his flamethrowers.
Yeah, flamethrower jettison Corvettes into the Earth. Mike's getting LASIK surgery.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that probably when I go, I can't see! I can see.
Perfect. As long as we can place the mic in
my eye.
His lips, he can teach us.
That's not how microphones work. You don't just insert them inside your mouth and make guttural noises.
Do it, and I'll prove you wrong right now.
I'll tell you right now. No, gross, stop, stop. I'll tell you right now. Me having LASIK, not interesting. Nick's reaction to a video of me having LASIK, very interesting.
I'm not going to watch that.
He didn't have LASIK yet, but he saw a video of Mike getting LASIK.
Yeah. Can I? You keep saying LASIK, which is a drug that makes you pee.
Yeah, because I take it.
LASIK. LASIK. LASIK.
But
laser assisted something in Turok in Kitaro.
Laser assisted science.
It's where they slice your cornea.
Slice your cornea, make a little flap,
and then blast some lasers right in there into the connective tissue.
Mm-hmm. Burn that shit all the way, and then put that flap right back on top.
And they put a squeegee flap back on.
Squeegee it on, nice and good.
You can watch multiple versions of LASIK surgery on the YouTubes.
Yep, and you have to be awake the entire time, watching as it happens to your face.
Oh, that's
and your vision.
So gross.
Yeah, it's. But you know what?
And you smell it.
Yeah, and your eyeball gets suctioned out of your head a little bit.
Yeah.
And you smell your eyes burning.
Oh, God, I hate this conversation.
So that's
going to
be
so
really
much.
Interesting.
The best part, too. 2 years down the road, you get in a car accident, hit your head a little too hard. Oh, no, I can't see because the flap came dislodged.
But then they can just put the flap back.
They can just put the flap back. As long as it doesn't get ripped off completely,
you
and, like,
could do
fly
it yourself,
out.
To be honest. You could just go in there, go.
Yeah, just go, and then you want to go. To make sure it's all in there nice. Yeah, you got to make the sound effects, too.
No, you got
to
go...
You have to go to the hospital. Make the,
yeah, you can
don't, no, just the sound effects and everything about that just sounds gross as hell.
The laser, well, the laser's fine. They don't tell you this part, but it goes... Mm-hmm. Very loud the entire time.
You can hear it in the videos. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's called dubstep.
The Rude Sandstorm.
Yeah, try to, like, dubstep dance while they're doing it. I'm sure it'll be...
Oh, yeah.
Do you think they'd like it if my dad's in the middle of it?
I mean, I would. No fear. No fear. No dab fear. Hard.
I really thought you said dad instead of dab in the middle.
Yeah,
if
I became
you
a dad.
Dad jokes the whole time, like, please stop talking, sir.
I'm like, could you please hurry up? My wife is giving birth. I need to be able to witness my child's birth.
Yep. Sir, you won't be able to see clearly for 6 hours where you have to nap the whole time, I hear.
I can see clearly now. The rain is gone.
So, yeah. This is the podcast.
This is the podcast, and you're listening to it. I don't know why, but thanks.
Yeah, I hope you guys will enjoy any of the stuff we bring out. Again, this is just a practice. This may go up. This may not go up. I hope of it will go up because a lot of it was funny to me.
All of it can go up if we wanted to.
Yeah, so we will have a full setup thing to record next time where we have... You know, areas of
and
topics.
Next time. We're working it out.
And when is next time, Dustin?
Next time. So, originally I'd mentioned it being a monthly podcast. So that we have, the next time is the one time. So.
Penis.
Thank you. So, Andrew is here to be our
Spider-Man.
Moderator, administrator, sex therapist. And he tells us when we've gone over an hour.
Don't fuck
your We've just gone over an hour.
Isn't that a good thing?
Who that old lady?
Oh.
Who that old lady at? What's her name?
What?
Sex therapist.
Are you talking about? Oh!
Dr. Ruth.
Dr. Ruth, yeah.
The dildo woman.
I thought you were saying, pull that old lady out. I was like, yeah, you don't pull out no babies.
No, I did her nails. What the fuck
is Yeah, Dr. Ruth, yeah, yeah.
I love how you're just like Dr. Ruth, the dildo lady.
She is the dildo lady.
I don't know what that means.
She's like 4 feet tall.
Science.
Dr. Ruth Dildo MD.
Dildo midget.
Dildo woman.
Dildo little person?
Dildo little person?
Dildo dwarf? I don't know what they're like to be referred to.
I think
she's not a little person.
No, she's like 4 foot tall.
No, she's not.
Dr. Ruth, look it up.
No, look it down. I think it's a little person.
I think it's not
midget.
He's doing it though. I need to know so I don't offend any of the little people that are listening. I don't think they like to be called dwarves. I'm pretty sure they don't like
yes.
dwarves.
Because
they don't like midget.
Because they're not fantasy, they're humans.
Yeah, I don't think they like
She's 4 foot seven.
Yeah, that's a dwarf.
Okay,
that's
but to you, Nick, that's a dwarf.
That's not a dwarf.
What did we just say?
You're under 5 foot.
Oh, sorry. Little person. A small human.
Midgets. Oh, we're not doing that?
I don't think they like midgets.
Oh, fuck.
What's that little big people, big world? Big farm.
Little people, big farm?
Did you know that guy got a divorce from his little wife and then remarried a normal size human?
Okay. Yeah, fandom does it for you.
Wait.
Okay.
Little People of America, LPA, defines dwarfism as a medical or genetic condition that usually results in an adult height of 4 foot 10 inches or shorter. So, technically...
Boom!
You're correct.
Boom, that lady's small.
The average height of an adult numbers. With dwarfism is 4 foot, though.
So she's a little person, though.
Because technically, yes. She's under 4 foot 10.
She suffers from dwarfism.
Suffers from dwarfism, holds a lot of dildos. That's
yep. That's as going. Short as her dildos. That is going on the gravestone when she passes away. Dwarf with dildos,
but in braille because I think dwarves are blind too. I'm kidding. No, they're not. Anyway, the next.
What are your opinions, Blatt?
Dwarfs are the worst. They're the worst kind.
Yes. No, don't. No, oh, no, 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 don't.
We're supposed to love everybody.
Did you the pun there? Dwarfs are the worst.
But either way,
the best.
We have a shirt with Nick's face on it.
Yeah, they
kind of hate that shirt.
We have a lot of things that we're going to discuss. Really, this may have been a clusterfuck.
What's one thing we're going to discuss in this podcast?
We're definitely going to do the Freak Friday film reviews.
Oh God, I love Lindsay Lohan.
Dustin's freaky film reviews.
Did we ever say when the next podcast is going to be?
That's nope. Exactly. Yeah, we got off the topic because of dwarfs with dildos.
Right, so let's go back.
I'm sorry, a little person.
We solved that, though. 4-10,
we did solve it.
You're a dwarf.
I thought we were going to do a monthly podcast, but if you listeners are really into this and you want more, we could probably swing a bi-weekly podcast 2 times a month, max. Because we've all got lives. We're all very busy people.
So speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you want to keep this monthly, we can keep this monthly.
Yeah. So we're going to start out with monthly. If we enjoy it, then we'll put out more. If people aren't listening, we'll still like it. So yeah, check it out. And we'll definitely have some set topics, and we'll be not so manic next time, full on pizza and tired. So
ask us about spaghetti.
Yeah. Because, yeah, we may have some...
spaghetti noodle.
We have strong... There's only one spaghetti noodle. Spaghetti is the type of...
What about angel hair?
That's a pasta.
If you want to talk about angel hair, you got to talk to Dustin, not me. Fuck
you. Aww.
My hair is...
His hair is heavenly.
Someone did a pasta noodle like, yo, that's spaghetti.
Like rigatoni, not a spaghetti.
You don't look at angel hair pasta. And think to yourself, that's
Botticelli.
Fucking...
Not a spaghetti.
Not a spaghetti. Just a man.
Join us next month for our Not a Spaghetti segment. Werewolves, not a spaghetti.
Vampires, potentially spaghetti?
Possibly spaghetti. Please. A lot of meat, a lot of red sauce.
So, how we like to end these podcasts is just a screaming, weird noise. Cut this part out, though. Okay? Cut it when I describe it, and then... Before I say it, we're gonna make cum screams, and then we'll just end it that way. Okay, ready?
Nope.
3, 2, 1. Are you throwing up the cum? Look at you!
I have something in my fucking throat.
Okay, cut. Oh my god! That's your cum. Oh yeah. Your cum noises, I'm dying, take me to the hospital.
Deep blue sea.
All right, now we're